It's been bothering me for the last few days. Why on earth, if we're told blue bloods, the royalty of Europe, were called that because they ate their food off of silverware and thus avoided bubonic plague? Why is it we don't have portraits of them? Blue-skinned, blue-gray, battleship gray, whatever. Why is it that we only have pictures of Krishna and Shiva and Rama and Sukadeva, who are either blue or gray, depicted in Indian culture, but nothing like that in Western culture? And then it hit me. Queen Elizabeth, if you know the portraits of her, her face is white. It's not lily white because she stayed out of the sun. It was lily white. Well, it could be, because you'll only get blue. The silver, the bluing effect of the blue in the skin is the photo, is a, well, the person becomes a photographic plate, basically, and the sun hits them and they change color. So if the person doesn't get any sun, then they'll stay lily white, as well as not even turning blue. But the other alternative explanation as to the lily white appearance, of course, is the use of cosmetics. And we're told they extensively used cosmetics to cover up the fact that they did not bathe. But why is it that only royalty used cosmetics? It's not the bathing issue. I mean, we're told this in conjunction with the storyline of perfumes, the use of perfumes. Oh, and they used cosmetics as well. It just came along for the ride. Maybe the perfumes was a lack of bathing, but the cosmetics had nothing to do with bathing. It had to do with the fact that they were hiding from the peasants the fact that they were different. They were blue bloods. This is why we don't have portraits of European blue bloods, blue, depicted as blue. It's the last thing. If they were going to have their sit for their portrait, if they're going to put on fancy schmancy clothes and trim their beard, you know, a nice Van Dyke or whatever, and do up their hair like Elizabeth I did, and put on all that collar business and whatnot, the fanfold collar, they're going to cover up their face. And when they go out in public, they're going to cover up every exposed part of their skin. They're not going to show off that they're different. Their wealth, yes, that goes with the territory. Everybody knows how wealthy they are. But to think for the moment that they are intrinsically different, you'd think they wouldn't want... I think it's the Catholic religion that does it, because it has this intrinsic nature, notion of shame, guilt, sin, that we're taught. And... yeah, you could say everybody is sinners, but you could also say that everybody has the birthright to become a god. You know, so I mean, depends on how you want to look at it. You know, half full, half empty glass. You know, or for that matter, is the glass full of emptiness, or is it empty of fullness? I mean, you know. It's the cosmetics. They were using cosmetics to cover up their blue gray or blue gray skin coloration, or they just stayed out of the sun and stayed inside their castles and stayed lily white, whatever, or a little bit of both. Whoop, gotta touch up the skin a little. There's a little blue showing there, whoopsie. That's it. That's the reason why we don't have portraits of them. Because they weren't dumb. They're going to have people look at their portrait. They want to look at themselves hanging in the dining room, the portrait of themselves. They weren't going to... You know, there was no such thing as a candid portrait. I mean, these things were staged. Staged events. Yeah. That's for sure. Of course, I have been wondering about Bluebeard and... the blue boy. Is it Rembrandt's Blue Boy? You know, why is it called Blue Boy? He's not blue, right? I'm gonna have to look it up. But I don't think he's blue. He's just called Blue Boy. Is it because he's wearing something blue? Or is it something else that was hidden? You know, if you've got your portrait painted, they could paint your skin tone anything you want them to paint you as. So you don't even have to wear cosmetics. That's only if you went out in public. Okay, if you're the queen, you gotta show yourself once in a while. But blue bloods, do they really have to? If they went out on a hunting expedition, they just go with their friends who know and understand what's going on. But why should they deal with the peasantry at all? They got servants to deal with them. So they could literally live an isolated life among each other, and no one would know what they look like. And even when they have their portrait taken, they have the artist paint the skin tone whatever color they want. They didn't have photographs, right? That's why. Because they weren't honest. At least the Indian, the East Indian, was honest about it. But they only had heroes and gods. Or, I don't know about goddesses, but gods depicted as being blue or gray. Or saints. Saints, heroes, and gods. And that's it. The common person was not. Probably because... No, I shouldn't say that. There was a picture of Sukadeva, and there was somebody in the audience who was also gray. I remember that now, and I used that on the webpage where I list all these videos about regeneration of Robert O. Becker. And that made me intrigued. Doesn't tell me anything about it, the social status of the person. Well, see, that's just it. It would tell you something about the social status of the person. So the Indian was not ashamed. Oh, of course. Well, both England and India had a caste system. Well, no. See, India had a caste system in addition to a class system. Well, England had merely a class system. Yeah, because with the Indian, it was actually a belief that there were different types of people, even though they were all the same race, while with the European, caste was more a racial distinction. That's the way we viewed the slaves. That's why we made them slaves when we brought them over here in the 1700s or 1600s or whatever. Because they were a different caste. They performed a different function in society. They weren't mere... We didn't even see them as a different class. Caste is something, I think, more extreme than class. Class you could change, right? That's the whole basis of the Pygmalion, you know, Bernard Shaw Pygmalion play, is that by retraining, you could pull off faking being of a different class, and nobody would know the difference. And, you know, and you could dress differently, walk differently, talk differently, behave differently, respond differently. But caste is a belief that you're born into something, and unlike wealth, you can't change it. Unlike behavior, you can't retrain yourself. If you're born a servant, you are a sudra, or vasya. Now I forget which is which. I think it's a sudra. If you're a kshatriya, a warrior, you are a warrior, and that's all there is to it. There's no changing that. Maybe in another birth you could, you know, change your caste, but not in the same birth, not in the same lifespan. Anyway, I'm getting off on a side view, but it is relevant because it's how we treat people in society differently based on, in this case, skin color. You know, because this does go back to colored people classification, and it would not be a class distinction now. It would be a caste distinction, which would make it more heinous, if I may use the word heinous, than merely becoming homeless, for instance. You know, wealthy losing their mortgage and becoming homeless all of a sudden. That would be a class shift. But a caste change is unthinkable, you know, because it's literally jumping out of your skin to do it, jumping into another body and into another lifespan, into another birth. It's no wonder it's been kept hidden from us in the Western culture so thoroughly that even to this day it's so ingrained. We still have problems with it. To this day. And I can't help but say or add that circumcision is probably branding. I've said it before, but it's worth saying again. It's our way of branding ourselves as if we were cattle. And we go along with it. But we've been branded. Somebody owns us. And it's not ourselves. Because if it was, we would have kept our foreskin, believe me. Anyway, it may sound like I'm veering off target, but it still has to do with caste and class. Because, you know, in Europeans, they don't do that. They don't circumcise. So, oh, you must be from out of the States. You're not one of us. Oh, are you European from some foreign country? And so then we look down our nose. This is what Victorian England did. The gentry were circumcised, not the peasants. And this showed a class distinction, not a caste distinction. Okay, so circumcision is not a caste problem, it's a class problem. But argyria would be a caste problem. In other words, something even more serious than circumcision alone. You know, I'm wondering if the problem that people have with my nudity, I've been arrested more times than I want to count, more than the fingers on one hand, let's put it this way, or the times that police have come to my door, I don't even want to go there. I wonder if I've been doing this all wrong, if I really want to be an annoyance to people, nudity may be the wrong way to do it. Who knows, in 3 to 5 years' time, I may turn blue or gray for all I know. I stay out of the sun because I don't exactly want to rub up against people the wrong way, so to speak, anymore. So I'm trying very hard to turn lily white. So if I had any bluing, I wouldn't know it, except for my penis putting the silverized nylon manhood cover wearing it all the time. I am trying to work on having a nylon manhood cover, which has no silver coating to it, but I haven't gotten there yet. Maybe I should buy myself a sewing machine and just make myself one. You know, that sounds like a good idea. Get some nylon and make myself my own manhood cover without any silver. Gee, how hard can that be? Duh. I didn't think of that. Gee, sometimes I can overlook things. That's why I do these videos. It's not merely to share with you. It's so that I can get something out of it, because on my own, I don't learn much. I mean, no, that's not true. I do learn some, but I learn extra more when I share. Teacher always learns something, too. Okay, so I got to buy myself a sewing machine and learn how to sew nylon to fabric. I guess I've said enough. At least I've solved the riddle. I was busy eating dinner. I'm in the middle of dinner, and it just hit me like a oh, my God. Now I know why we don't have portraits of blue bloods. Just stories. And say, well, wait a minute. Stories aren't good enough. I want evidence. Well, there is none. You're not going to find any evidence. Darn. Oh, well. Just stories will have to do. And speculation. Ah, the scientist in me is groveling. Sorry! Can't be satisfied all the time! Okay now, quit it! Stop!